Evan Baxter was a TV news anchor in Bruce Almighty, in which God appears to his colleague, played by Jim Carrey. In the sequel, Evan, again played by Steve Carell, moves from the studio to the campaign trail. Elected to Congress on a pledge to change the world, he quickly learns that Washington politics do not always live up to ideals, and Evan's ideals are put to the test when a distinguished man in a white suit miraculously appears in his life with a remarkable request.
Who are you?
I'm God.
You're God?
Yes. And I want you, Evan Baxter, to build an ark.
Okay, you know what? This conversation is a little thing I like to call over. But I gotta get going, because, frankly, I have an ark to build. Busy. Nice meeting you. Take care.
Skeptical at first, to say the least, Evan starts to believe, especially when animals of all sorts begin showing up at his doorstep, two by two.
Those animals are following me.
See, if you had an ark, you could have a place to put them all.
Steve Carell says he quickly had to get over the old show business warning against working with animals or small children.
I do like animals. I mean, I liked some better than others, I must say, in terms of this movie. The birds were not particularly my favorites. It's hard to bond with an animal that is essentially pooping on you. But the elephants and the giraffes and the alpacas, they were fun. They were nice. And to be that close to an animal is a very different experience, because I've always seen animals at the zoo or certainly on television, but to be within a couple of feet from their faces is a very, very different and kind of moving experience, because you can see what they're thinking in a way. You know, you get a much greater view of who they are and what they are, and much more of an essence of what makes them up.
But Carell's great skill is comedy, and he says the furry and feathered co-stars can be funny.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, because they're unpredictable, you don't know where they're going to go, and you just have to adapt to whatever they're doing. And I think there's a lot of improvisation that's involved with working with animals. And, you know, it's like anything else. I think the more you can listen and the more you can pay attention, the better a scene is going to go. And it holds true for working with an animal, because they don't know they're in a scene. They don't know they're doing a movie. They're just sort of being themselves. So you just have to kind of go with it.
Is that a llama with a hammer?
An alpaca. They rarely spit at people unless frightened or abused.
Evan Almighty is directed by Tom Shadyac, who also made Bruce Almighty. That original film was a bit on the racy side, with humor geared toward adult audiences, but Shadyac says Evan is much more family-friendly.
This is a movie with an ark and animals and a flood, big boat. We had to be able to invite kids to this movie. I mean, we had to be able to invite grandmothers to this movie. I mean, it's the Noah's Ark story. It's a story for everybody.
Shadyac insists, however, it's not a religious movie.
There's a point in this movie, I think that Emerson said it best, we're idolaters of magnitude. We think that only big things can affect change. So we got to be elected to Congress to change things. We have to, you know, donate hundreds of millions of dollars, and then we're important. And I think this movie says something very differently. The change starts with the individual, in the smallest of acts, in the most intimate of moments.
Carell adds that he was drawn to the story because it says something important and is still funny.
I thought what was intriguing about this character was that he starts as sort of a blowhard and self-centered, preening public figure, and he is reduced to something else. And that something else is basically the essence of who he really is. And I think there is, you know, if we're talking about, we joke about there being an arc to the character, I think that would be it, is that he starts at one place and ends up at another. And in the process, we see what he's going through, and it's funny.
Why are you doing this? Why me?
You want to change the world, son. So do I.
Evan Almighty also features Morgan Freeman reprising the role of God that he played in the first film.
It's a disaster. I don't know how to build something like this.
That's easy, just don't.
Lauren Graham co-stars as Evan's wife, who's not sure why her husband is acting this way, but ultimately joins his cause.
Do you want to explain to yourself, Congressman, what is going on?
Oh, these are birds.
And John Goodman is a corrupt politician whose profit-driven, environment-destroying policies bring on divine intervention. Parts of Evan Almighty were filmed on location in Washington, D.C., and, well, some of the animals are created with digital effects, many of the creatures on screen are real. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.